Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
Hey, I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and you're listening to Reset. The Midwest is a huge region that spans the fields of the Great Plains to the Appalachian foothills. Where does it start and end? While the core of the Midwest might seem set in stone, there are some states that are hotly debated. With us to give some insight into what he calls a definitive map of the Midwest is Andrew Van Dam, a columnist with the Washington Post Department of Data. He's embarked on a series to define and map the various regions of the U.S. as part of the Airbnb files. So, Andrew, explain this series. How did it come to be?
So what we're doing here is using Airbnb listings to create cultural maps of the United States. Now, that may sound like kind of a ridiculous scheme, and it is, but it came to me while I was driving through Nebraska on my way to Ash Fall Fossil Beds, one of the great state parks in this country, strongly recommended. But on my way there, I was trying to find a cheap place to stay. I looked up an Airbnb, and I noticed that Airbnb, the next one, said something like, classic Midwestern charm, welcome to our Midwestern hideout, stuff like that. And when I saw that word, my brain sort of clicked, because defining the Midwest has been sort of a hobby for data journalists for almost as long as I can remember, because it's a really hard thing to define. And we're always looking at ways to figure out how people culturally describe the area they live in. And I figured, well, an Airbnb listing is just about as good as anything and maybe better than almost everything else.
I see. So we got to start with where the Midwest is. Why is defining where so difficult?
Because it's not a clean geographic construct. There's the Appalachian Mountains to the east. There's the plains to the west, but there are plenty of plain states that you would not consider Midwestern at all. There's vast plains in Montana, in Texas, in Oklahoma. Those states aren't Midwestern. And so it's really hard to figure out where those boundaries are. It's purely a cultural construction. It's not a clean geographic thing at all.
Well, as you say, those states aren't Midwestern. I want to bring in Scott, who's standing by. He's calling from Southwest Chicago. Here's his take. Hey, Scott, welcome to the show. So I hear you've lived in the Midwest all your life. So what does the Midwest include to you?
So I would agree with the gentleman that was just speaking in that I don't really count the Great Plains states as the Midwest. They're the Great Plains, not the Midwest. So to me, the Midwest generally hugs the Great Lakes, like Lake Michigan, Lake Superior. So I think of the Midwest as being maybe Ohio, but definitely Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
So Ohio is even questionable for you, Scott.
Yeah, it's leaning a little bit eastward, I think, to be considered Midwest, in my mind, yeah.
Cool. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. What do you think on that, Andrew? You agree about Ohio?
I would agree with Scott on just about everything, except I have to say that I believe that half of the plains are firmly in the Midwest, and that is sort of the Corn Belt heart of the humid Great Plains, all the way from North Dakota down to Kansas. That area shows up as just as Midwestern as, say, Wisconsin or Indiana, those absolute core states there.
You went to school in Missouri, Andrew, but you know, sometimes people think of Missouri as more southern. Why did you include it in this decidedly Midwestern camp?
That is, oh man, such a good question, because like a lot of people who have lived in Missouri, who have friends there, my assumption was that it would be a split state, that we'd say that we'd see the northern half leaning toward the Midwest, the southern half leaning toward the south, sort of bisected by Interstate 70 there, right? But actually, all the way down to the Ozarks, people were talking about this being a Midwestern area, come experience the Midwest, that kind of thing. So it turns out Missouri, top to bottom, is a Midwestern state.
Interesting. Well, let's hear from Laurel in Peterson Park. I think she's got something to say about Missouri herself. Hey, Laurel.
Hi. Yes. So I'm so glad you brought up Missouri. This is the thing that made me feel like I had to call. My mom's from Missouri, and I strongly believe Missouri is a Midwest state. My husband thinks it's the South, and I think he's wrong.
Why do you say you strongly believe it's in the Midwest?
Well, this is how I draw the line. So in Missouri, as in the Midwest, when somebody says bless your heart, they really mean it in a nice way. When they say it in the South, they mean it in a bad way.
I just learned that myself about a year ago because I was saying bless your heart in the nice way. And someone took offense, and I had to explain myself.
Good one. But you're from here, right? You're Midwestern.
Well, no, I'm Midwestern adopted.
Okay, all right, you're one of us.
Close
now.
Enough. Bye. Close enough. Yeah, thank you, Laurel. Appreciate your call. So, Andrew, you ranked the states based on the number of times that people listed Midwestern qualities in their posts, right?
Right.
Which would you say were the most and least Midwestern of the Midwestern?
Oh, Iowa is by far the most Midwestern state in the entire country. And it wasn't that close, though. Indiana and Wisconsin were also in the mix there. The borderline states were states with huge cities. So obviously Illinois, also Minnesota, Michigan, Ohio. Because in general, folks in urban areas were not as likely to, at least in their Airbnb listing, describe themselves as Midwestern. And you can kind of guess why that might be. If you're looking for, you know, a 14th floor condo in Chicago, mm-hmm. you're probably not looking for a classic Midwestern experience.
Right.
So that may be slightly an artifact of the data, but in general, yes, those cities with those states with huge urban areas were not quite as Midwestern.
Well, you know, sometimes people say that Chicago isn't really part of Illinois, and you can see that divide in some of the remarks that Darren Bailey, who's the Republican candidate for governor, the remarks that he's made about the city. But, you know, there are other studies of this sort that have found that Chicago is decidedly Midwestern. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, and it absolutely is based on my data. Like, yes, it's less Midwest than, say, Western Illinois, but so is, you know, almost anywhere. It's still far more Midwestern than any part of the country outside the Midwest. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I want to jump back to something you mentioned earlier, Andrew. Oklahoma, it's not listed on your map. Talk about why not, and the fact that it's not listed as part of the South either. So where does it fit in?
Wow. Oh, man, that is a million-dollar question. That I've been noodling today with the idea of maybe doing an entire follow-up column just trying to figure out, you know, what in the world is going on with Oklahoma? What in the world? There's a couple other border states like that, you know, for example, Maryland, that don't quite fit into any specific region. And so trying to categorize those. But mm-hmm. I will say that I actually did my undergrad at the University of Oklahoma, and I was struck by how people there often describe themselves as being part of the Southwest. And I didn't see that in Airbnb, but it might be that I just haven't figured out the right way to say it yet.
Southwest.
That maybe there's a, like, I wonder if perhaps a phrase like Old West or Western Heritage or something would help me figure out the region that includes Oklahoma, Texas, and maybe into the Southwest there, mm-hmm. and perhaps even into Colorado.
Well, help me figure out this one. Make the case for why some people consider cities like Buffalo, where I've lived, all the way in New York and Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania, why do people consider those cities Midwestern?
So I have a theory as to why they consider it Midwestern, and that is open up a topographic map, mm-hmm. delete all of the state boundaries, and try and guess yourself where the Midwest ends and begins. And it's really hard because there is not a lot of topographic variation along Lake Erie there. It's just this plain from Ohio all the way up, right? And so it's hard to draw a specific dividing line. But when I put in the numbers, it was so clear that the Midwest stops on a dime in Ohio. It does not cross into Pennsylvania, with the tiny exception of I did see a couple people in Erie and Erie suburbs who mentioned the Midwest in their Airbnb listings. But at least one of those was somebody saying, hey, I used to live in the Midwest, but now I live here in Northwest Pennsylvania.
I see.
To me, it's pretty conclusively.
Well, our executive producer was very glad to see that Pennsylvania did not make this map of the Midwest. Let's jump to one more caller. Here's Shannon in downtown Chicago. Hi, Shannon. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I'm a Kansas girl, and I would say, and I married a Missouri boy and now live in Chicago. The Great Plains are the Great Plains, and I would put them from Oklahoma all the way up to North Dakota and the Plains areas of Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana, but they are a different feel, but they are still very, what we would call Midwest nice. And I would say Chicago is Midwest nice. Missouri, when you get down south, it's kind of south. They may think Midwest, but they're kind of southern, so.
Yeah, we all chuckled at that one because we know exactly what you mean, Shannon. Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, you've also got a recent post about the American South, right? Another contentious region. What regions are next, dare I ask?
Oh, man. So that is going to be entirely determined by readers. These first two, I knew that we needed to go for them. They're, you know, some of the hardest to define but most important regions in the national discussion, right?
Right.
But I've got hundreds of messages from readers now, and I'm just going to dig through those, see what folks are curious about, and maybe tackle some of those wild cards like Oklahoma or Maryland that may not fit in their easy region of their own.
Yeah, I'm dying to see what you come up with when it comes to Maryland because— I mean, I lived there, too, and it felt very East Coast to me, but then I would hear people refer to it as the South, and that confused me, so.
Yeah, exactly, and it is borderline South, though in my reckoning, at least, it did not quite make the cut, though D.C.
Yeah.
did.
And Frank in Northwest Indiana called us but couldn't stay on the line. He says he grew up in Ohio and didn't realize that Ohio was the Midwest until he actually moved here to Chicago. So very interesting. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Andrew Van Dam is a data and economics reporter with The Washington Post. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you so much.
That's all for today's Reset. On the podcast tomorrow, our weekly news recap. We'll go behind the big headlines of the week. You don't want to miss it. While you wait, though, why don't you check out another episode, like our conversation with the Bear actor, Jeremy Allen White.
I was really excited about making another show that's like simple in a way, but also the most complicated, which is just about people trying and trying to change.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again tomorrow.
Ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.